The village of Husinets in South Bohemia wants to open a new center commemorating its most famous son, the 15th century religious reformer Jan Hus. While the municipality hopes the new visitor and research center will open in time for the 600th anniversary of his death in 5 years' time, critics say the project is over the top. Jan Richter has the story.
One of Czech national heroes, Jan Hus was born around the year 1372 in the small village of Husinec in southern Bohemia, some 140 kilometers south of Prague. A Catholic priest and later director of Prague's Charles University, Hus became a key predecessor of the religious reformation movement that took off some 100 years after he was burned at the stake by the church in 1415. The village of Husinec now wants to turn an aging memorial to Hus in what is believed to be his native house into a modern visitor and research center. Maria Kubáňková is the manager of the project.
2015 will be the 600th year anniversary of the death of Jan Hus. And the project contains not even in the reconstruction and rehabilitation of the project, which is known as the birthplace of Jan Hus, but also to explain and to communicate the importance, the history, the life and the work of Jan Hus.
Some 3,000 visitors come annually to see the current memorial, which was inaugurated in the 1960s. Besides modernization of the premises, the new center should also offer study materials about Jan Hus and his time.
There is no center of Jan Hus in the Czech Republic or in Europe. At the moment, there is no existing center that would centralize the documents and the literature about Jan Hus, which was written by Jan Hus or about Jan Hus. And one of our aims is to provide at least these kind of resources. So to buy them out from the private or individuals who have these documents and we know about them, and partly to provide copies of the existing document.
On Friday, the village organized a public presentation of the plan. Among the guests was also the head of the Czech Catholic Church, Cardinal Miloslav Vlk. In the 1990s, Cardinal Vlk set up a commission to study the work of Jan Hus. He says the new center could also present its findings.
I think that the results of the committee, which was ecumenical, could be presented as part of the new center and could be further developed there.
However, some critics, including the former Social Democrat Minister of Culture and an MP for Southern Bohemia, Vítězslav Jandák, say it will be too expensive. They say that the estimated costs of the new center, some 150 million crowns or more than $8 million, are way too high. But project manager Maria Kubáňková explains that the whole premises around Jan Hus's alleged native house would change substantially.
It's the complex of the Jan Hus. So it's four buildings, the object of the National Heritage, the building next to, and the new center, scientific center, let's call it like this. We have to somehow interconnect these buildings, and it's difficult to put together the four objects which are standing nearby. Therefore, part of the center of Jan Hus will be in the underground.
If the projects receive funding from the European Union, the village of Husinec hopes the new center could be launched in 2015, 600 years after Jan Hus died at the stake.
Thank you for that, Jan.